JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, South Trelawney Skill Center to offer agriculture training. And later we look at raising rabbits in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is giving full support to plans by the South Trelawney EduSkill Center to expand its training curriculum to include agriculture. He has also called on the Hartrust NTA to provide the necessary certification and human resource in upgrading the institution to support the development of an agricultural campus. Reverend Thwaites was addressing the institution's graduation ceremony held recently at the Albertown High School. He says that South Trelawney can contribute significantly to reducing Jamaica's food import bill, which is estimated at $1 billion per year.
We spend $1 billion a year importing food. When we have the land and you have the skills, in order to grow the food profitably, to feed ourselves, we are all going to have to recognize that we are going to have to plant and eat enough food that we ourselves grow.
Reverend Thwaites has congratulated the 80 graduates on their achievements, encouraging them to further their education and training through the Hartrust NTA, community colleges, and other institutions. He specially commended valedictorian and oldest graduate, 69-year-old Pastor Trevor Gordon, who he says is an example to all that no one should languish in ignorance and underachievement. The graduates were presented with certificates of competence in housekeeping, general construction, and food and beverage. Another 60 trainees will be certified in call center services, general construction, and tour guiding in November and December of this year.
We want a productive Jamaica.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Get in the habit of setting time limits for tasks. For instance, reading and answering emails can consume your whole day if you let it. Instead, set a limit of 1 hour each day for this task and stick to it. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, aims to achieve an economy that provides a high standard of living for Jamaicans. For this to happen, Jamaica must work to develop a tax system that is fair and simple, maintain low inflation, and build strong financial systems. To find out more about Vision 2030, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And on the community notice board, the Kitsentown SDA Church is inviting all to its 4-week evangelistic series under the theme The Midnight Cry, starting Saturday, August 1. Nightly services will begin at 7:30 and on Sabbaths 9:15 a.m. The speaker is Evangelist William Lecky. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
You see, with rabbit, that I don't see it's in Indies. Days now I don't see rabbit raising again. We had used to have them in a pen. And we go to the bush and look bush for them. But you can't give them a thing. They have a thing that they call kwaku bush. You can't give them the thing named kwaku bush, because if you give them the kwaku bush, it will poison them. And you can't put cedar nearby them pen. But you look Spanish needle, and they have a bush that they call rabbit feeding. I am from Albion, Mandeville. And my name is Calvin Travers.
Let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. As usual, thanks for your company. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving. Until we do this again, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.